This podcast has been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy, we are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blanc.ca and you can find our website in the show notes. And shout out to our second sponsor, Kabaka Concept, a fashion project that plants a tree every time you purchase an order. We're changing the world one tree at a time. So find out more on how you can join this revolution at kabakaconcept.com. More details in the show notes. Let's get right into it. What's up and welcome to the Conversations with Chance Mutuku. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am excited that we're able to kick it again. You know, we're back at it again, back to back to back. I've probably mentioned this before, but I'll say it again if I haven't already yet. My commitment to you has been to basically continue to upload at least one episode a month, you know, despite how crazy my schedule can be sometimes. I am definitely making sure that I stay on top of these, you know, and to just stay consistent, because that's really important. And hopefully somewhere down the road we can even increase the frequency of these, maybe once a week, who knows. But yeah, welcome back again. What's up with you? How's life? How's everything? On this end, I have been well. I've been super busy just planning for this upcoming summer. There's so much in store. So many things are happening, I guess, as always. A lot of cool partnerships, a lot of very interesting collaborations with local stakeholders, local collaborators, and even some international brands, which is like, it's super exciting. We're definitely, and when I say we, I'm referring to both Kabaka Concept and Blanc especially. We're spreading our wings. I guess that also includes the just Chance Mutuku as a personal brand as well. There's like so much happening on all levels. It's insane. But like I was saying, we're expanding our horizons and just continuing to push forward. So stay tuned. I tend to put more updates on Instagram, so if you haven't already, check me out, you know, hit me up sometime, and that way you can stay in the loop. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe after listening to this episode, and do not be shy to share it with somebody that you think may enjoy it. So let's get right into it. Today's topic is very straightforward, and just a little disclaimer, it may not be for the faint of heart, because it's a bitter truth. And it's the fact that most of your problems won't go away. that's the truth. Most of your problems won't go away. That's just one thing that I'm continuing to learn about life. You know, problems will always be there. You know, I see life is like a game, and you know, every level comes with its with a new problem, you know, with a new opportunity to learn more about yourself, with a new opportunity to become a better person, you know. It's very rare where you have a time where things are just stagnant. And I feel like that's true to the essence of what true life is, you know, what real life is. There's supposed to be challenges and problems, you know. So I figured to make an episode that kind of touches on that, and just to kind of break down what that means and how we can basically navigate around that. How do you continue to live life, you know, knowing and accepting that there's going to be problems along the journey? How do you have fun? How do you enjoy this journey, this process, if you know that there's going to be that there's always going to be problems? You know, the world is full of problems. There's problems everywhere. Sometimes they're big, sometimes they're small, sometimes they're in between, but there's problems everywhere, always. You know, sometimes people struggle with acceptance from others. You know, sometimes people struggle with expectations of others, or maybe expectations of themselves. Sometimes people have financial problems. There's all sorts of problems, you know. Sometimes even people struggle with the love without realizing that, you know, most of the time, even the love that they're, you know, trying to, in a way, appeal to is conditional, you know. There's most of the time, you know, when we're talking about, or when we're dealing with love-based problems, we forget the fact that, you know, it's for the most part conditional. So that means, like, in the context of today's topic, you know, no matter what you do, there's always gonna be more that is expected. And without this realization, I feel like we get caught up, you know, in constantly in feeling like, in order to get that love that we are chasing, we have to accomplish this, or we have to get to this number, or we have to do this, like, and it just creates this ongoing cycle of, you know, unending pain, you know, to the person who, I guess, is doing the pleasing in this instant, you know. But altogether, there's also these problems everywhere, you know. And I'm not sure if you remember a time where, do you remember a time where what you have right now was a dream? Do you remember that? At least I do, you know. And at that time when we're visualizing this this beautiful problemless future, you know, everything was all butterflies, you know. You wouldn't have any problems. But here we are, still dealing with problems, you know. So all of that goes to show that, you know, no matter what stage we're at in life, there's always going to be things that, you know, we're dealing with. How do you deal with problems? How do you move forward in life, you know, navigating through these problems? You know, the first thing that I think is really, really important is to ground yourself in purpose. Grind. See, we all is grinding. Ground yourself, you know, with your purpose, you know. And that takes a lot of inner work. If you want to get more insight on that, I think we touched that in one of the early episodes. How to find purpose? You know, it takes a lot of inner work and a lot of time, which is very, very worth it, to find that purpose, or to get to a better or deeper understanding of what your purpose is. And this is one of the reasons why it's important to ground yourself, or to find that purpose, is because in situations where you're dealing with problems, you can reference that, and you can go back to that place and really reflect on your purpose, why you're here. And at least for me personally, that always grounds me when there's some crazy problem that I'm trying to, you know, navigate through, I find going back to that, you know, that place inside, that, you know, where you feel like you're standing on solid ground, you know, usually gives me a better perspective or a better view on how to navigate around, you know, this problem. So ground yourself in purpose, or with your purpose. And if you don't know what your purpose is, then I strongly urge you to take the time to find that, you know, at least begin looking for that, begin digging a bit deeper, you know, because it's really, really important to again know your purpose, and it's gonna ground you. Okay, and then the second thing that I think is really important is to become aware of these problems. You know, take time to just acknowledge these problems, to recognize that, you know, these problems are there. You know, because sometimes, like, you may be dealing with a problem or something without even knowing, and if it's subconscious, you have no clue. You have no clue that, like, you're battling with something. You're dealing with a problem. So it's really, really important to take the time that you need. You know, zoom out, take a step back, and just look at that problem from, like, a neutral perspective. And once you're aware of it, then you have to get, at least work to get to a place where you see it for what it is. You not saying that you give into it, but you accept it, you know, in a way, in a conscious way. And, you know, this is something that I have learned from my practice, my meditation practices, you know, where, you know, I'll just literally sit still or be still in a time and place, and just hold space to observe my thoughts, you know, and you actually be surprised how many times you think of certain things, you know. If there's a problem, then during this time, then you can look at it, you know, almost like from a scientific anatomical perspective. You know, it's like, oh, okay, there's that problem. Why does it keep coming back? You know, or even in a way, just like observe it, just literally like pay attention to the fact that you keep thinking about this problem, or pay attention to the fact that this problem exists, you know. And in that space, you are aware that this problem is there. It's not something that catches you off guard. Like, you see it, you know. Imagine you're going to war or something with some kind of crazy enemy. Like, you know, I would much rather be in a position where I can see them. You know, I can see their moves. I can see everything that they're doing. I am aware of where they are, versus being in a position where you have no clue where they're coming from. They may ambush you from behind. They may ambush you from the side. They may ambush you from the sky. Like, you know, I feel like that's a very like a dangerous position to be in. And in this instant, in the context of today's convo, today's idea, it's a place where you're just unsure. You don't know the problem that you're dealing with. I feel like it's a place that we want to stay away from. So become aware of the problem and accept it, you know. I accept it for what it is, and yeah, just know it. Be like, yo, listen, you monster, you crazy problem, I know that you're there, and I'm gonna figure out a way to deal with you. And then the third thing is perspective. You gotta shift your perspective and, you know, look at your problems in a way that, you know, they're not happening to you, but they're happening for you. You see what I mean? Maybe that sounds cheesy, maybe it sounds corny, but it's the truth. It's perspective. You know, sometimes people will look at, you know, a problem, like a major problem that they have in life, and it's You know, it just like, it literally just drags your whole sense of being. It's dragging on your soul. But then sometimes, you know, I'm emphasizing sometimes, you know, because this is, again, it all depends on the problem. But sometimes all it takes is you taking a step back and shifting your perspective. You know, maybe somebody went behind your back and they betrayed you. You look at that problem and you're like, actually, rather than me looking at it like, oh, now like they betrayed me, I'm gonna be sad, all these things, which is, that's okay momentarily. You gotta like find or work hard to get to a place where you can look at it from a bird's eye view and be like, you know what? I'm glad this person was able to, I'm glad I was able to see how this person exposed themselves. You know, I'm glad that, you know, they basically showed me their true colors, and I'm glad now I know who they are, and I'm gonna stay the hell away from this person, or I'm gonna definitely create boundaries, or, you know, do whatever I gotta do to make sure this doesn't happen again. Does that make sense? Perspective. It all depends on how you're looking at the problem. It's either, you know, it's happening to you, or the other way around. You gotta, oh, it's happening for you, you know? And most of the time, the way that God, the universe, you know, deals these problems to you is like, you know, they're all steps on this ladder. You know, there are, you know, hopefully once you get through them, you're able to become stronger and you just become a much better person. You know, they teach you about how strong you are. They teach you about perseverance. They teach you about just how to run that marathon. You know what I'm saying? And then the fourth thing is to, you know, seek for ways, you know, to cope with this problem. You know, maybe it's going to, you know, seeking for help from a professional. Maybe it's, you know, talking about these problems to somebody who you trust, you know, family, friends, that will, you know, just accept you for you and just listen to you talk about, you know, these things that you are dealing with. But yeah, find ways to cope with this problem, now that you are aware of it, now that you're looking at it from a different perspective, now that you again also grounded in your purpose. You know, find ways to cope with this problem. You know, maybe it's even, you know, digging a little bit deeper to learn about that problem, the root of that problem. You know, that way you can, again, almost like a scientist, that way you can understand why, where it's coming from, and then you can deal with it, you know, consciously. You know, so, and then what, personally, how I like to look at problems is, you know, I will seek for the lesson. You know, if something crazy happens, you know, of course I will allow myself to deal with it, you know, as a human, as somebody who's experiencing life through flesh. You know, I won't try to just like tough through it right away. I'll let my body, I'll let my soul, my conscience deal with this thing, whatever it is. And then at some point in time, I work to get to a place where I can see the lesson. I can seek for, like, what is God saying through this problem, through this experience? What is the universe trying to tell me? Where am I being guided to? You know, how can I use my intuition, my conscience, and just like, you know, how can I allow myself to go with the flow and be guided to that better place that the universe is trying to get me to go? Like, again, I am an artist, so I will always look at it as like, you know, it's part of the process. So I see it as a challenge, an opportunity. You know, maybe that's the athletic side of me, it's an opportunity to, you know, to evolve, to exist and to persist through, you know, this problem. But, you know, I'm not sure if you understand or you get what I'm trying to get at, you know, or if you see what I'm trying to get at with this. You know, sometimes, you know, or most of the times, the things that we perceive as problems, you know, things that are, that we think are gonna like weigh us down, things that are gonna be the end of us, they are actually, it's like the other way around. They're things that are, they're there to build us, to allow us to become better people. And there are things that will allow us to continue to elevate. You know, as an example, is like, I don't know if you've ever seen a tree. Like, I've seen trees sometimes. Did I just see? There go my funny questions. Yeah, but what I was trying to say is, I don't know if you've ever seen the trees where, I hope most people are aware of what a tree is or have ever seen a tree. But if you haven't, I mean, you know, I encourage you to ask people about trees. Because we may have alien listeners, who knows? But before I get too sidetracked here, I don't know if you've ever seen those trees where, you know, there might have been, you know, somebody might have left like a beer bottle or something laying on the tree, and then as the years go by, you know, this tree keeps growing. It doesn't just stop because, oh snap, there's this obstacle that's in my way. Usually, what the tree will do, or at least these trees that I've seen sometimes, maybe take pictures or something. These trees will grow around the obstacle. Like you can actually Google this. Like there's like chairs, I think. There's like bikes sometimes. There's like barbed wire. But usually the tree will grow around this thing. You know, and I see this as such a beautiful metaphor about life and just how to navigate through it, how to enjoy it how to enjoy life while being aware of these problems that are taking place. It's like, you know, you gotta evolve around these things. You know, you gotta grow around them, just like that tree, you know. And the other thing too is like, all of this is easier said than done. You know, maybe you're dealing with like some crazy, crazy problem. You know, if any message passes through in today's episode, it's the fact that, you know, it's okay for there to be these problems. Like, that's okay. It's so, so normal. It's a normal part of life. And I think it's also a healthy part of life that these problems exist. You know, it's okay to be in that place where, you know, maybe you're struggling through these things, there's all sorts of stuff happening. You know, sometimes we deal with a billion problems at the same time. That's okay. It's so normal, you know. You know, the trick is to evolve and, you know, grow around them, to see them as opportunities to become a much better person, you know. So there you have it. Most of your problems won't go away, but the trick is to evolve around them, you know, through grounding yourself, becoming aware and accepting the problems, you know, and then, you know, shifting your perspective, you know, so that these problems are not happening to you, but they're happening for you. You know what I mean? And then, you know, after you switch up your perspective, you know, seek for ways to cope. Maybe it's help. Maybe it's, again, you know, using your perspective to cope with the problem. Just grow around it. Be like that tree. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't know what a tree is, go find one outside. Google it. So there you have it. Just a thought. You know, let me know your thoughts on this. Is there something that I said that you want me to elaborate on? Is there something that I said that really stood out? Please do not be shy to share with me at Chance Mutuku, most especially on Instagram, because that's where I'm at the most. You know, I really do enjoy getting feedback and hearing all your stories, man. All your questions, keep them coming in. Do not forget to subscribe, to rate this podcast, because then, you know, more people can continue to hear about it. As I keep saying, man, this community is growing like wildfire, and it's so humbling. Like, this is your podcast, so you know, all feedback, all the support is truly, truly appreciate it. So yeah, until next time, let's keep encouraging each other, let's keep it positive, and let's keep evolving, because it's a marathon, not a sprint. Brr-ruh. This podcast has been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy, we are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blanc.ca and you can find our website in the show notes.